Greetings, brethren. It's good for all of us to be gathered together again, and I personally want to thank the Lord that He has once again abundantly provided grace and travel mercies for all of us to gather from all corners of the earth to get here safely.
Amen.
Consider Christ Jesus. He is coming again.
Amen.
Considering this subject, we must recognize there is a now and a then, both of which touch each other. Our now is paramount to our then.
Amen.
To the believer, the very title, He is Coming Again, is a grand announcement.
Amen.
Upheld by divine power, affirming not only God's word, but Christ as well.
Amen.
It doesn't say maybe coming, or if He's coming, but He is coming again.
Amen.
This announcement is declared with the power of God. He is coming again.
Amen.
We are sure of this, for all the promises of God are yea and amen,
amen
in Christ. Our great God Jehovah, throughout the generations of time, in His infinite wisdom, has made known to His people what His intentions were and what He had purposed. He has never kept His people without insight. God is always revealing.
Amen.
He reveals Himself in creation, mm-hmm, His mercies, His long-suffering, His Son, His church, and He will also reveal Himself in that last day by His wrath.
Amen.
God sent Christ into the world in the likeness of sinful flesh to do a great and mighty work.
Amen.
To save His people from their sins.
Amen.
With the intent that God would have a people for Himself, a people without sin.
Amen.
That could dwell in the very presence of God.
Amen.
Jesus accomplished that great work.
Amen.
In view of this, the children of God are partaking of the first fruits of heavenly things that God Himself is teaching us now, being transformed and changing us from glory to glory, refining us so that we will be counted worthy to stand before the Son of Man when He appears then. Believers are fully persuaded of the record of God and His Son. Therefore, we are looking for Him.
Amen.
Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, both now and then. We know we are the sons of God, for the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit now. Our Father keeps us informed of all His activity now.
Amen.
So that we will not be taken unawares when Christ's appearing then.
Amen.
Therefore, we continue to fight this good fight of faith.
Amen.
Believing and doing, making ourselves ready through faith and by God's grace now.
Amen.
Abiding in the Word, having our lamps full of oil,
Amen,
trimmed and burning bright now.
Amen.
Beloved, now we are the sons of God,
Amen,
and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is,
Amen,
then. And every man that hath this hope now,
yes,
purifieth himself,
Amen,
even as He is pure. Christ, the holy sacrifice, once offered to bear the sins of many. Christ's death, burial, and resurrection put an end to death. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord now. And all things are ours now because of Christ's work that he accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection. Comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
When Christ returns, this will be a day like no other for the believer and for the non-believer.
Amen.
For the saints of God, this day will be the one in which we have waited for, shouting, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation."
Amen.
The one in which we have watched for, all the while resting in the blessed hope of his coming, at which time we will be completely freed from this body of sin and death.
Amen.
Now, we are participating in this mighty work. We are now co-laborers with God and Christ, completing the circle, if you will, of God's divine purpose to save man. I want to clarify what I mean here. God did not need man in the sense he was lacking something. God lacks nothing. The creation of man was essential to manifest God's power and bring to fruition God's purposed plan of salvation.
Amen.
God is constantly at work. He is culminating each one of us individually so that we will be able to stand unshaken and able to receive all the fullness of his glory.
Amen.
When we stand before him face to face.
Amen.
Our God, the great Jehovah, has exceedingly great power, and his power is what orchestrated his divine purpose, and his power will carry out his purposed salvation. That same power is what enables the child of God to endure the sufferings of this life unto the end. His power is in us and for us. The exceeding greatness of his power to usward that believe according to the working of his mighty power. If God be for us, who can be against us? God's incentives and promises are as exceedingly great as his power. God has revealed he has better things, and we are tasting of those better things in measure now. We must continue to endure this life in order for us to receive of God's best things then. I have mentioned some of the nows, but we mustn't forget to mention the thens. It's what we are preparing for. Our thens will be the full realization of our nows. Then shall the end come. Then Jesus shall come in his glory. Then taking vengeance. Then Jesus will appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Then he shall come to be glorified in his saints. Then to reveal the sons of God. Then to receive us unto himself. Then the judgment. Then he will separate the sheep from the goats. Then he will present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Amen.
Then we will be called to come and dine at the great marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
Then we shall forever be with our Lord. We will never go out again.
Amen.
Home at last. Then in the ages to come,
Amen.
He might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ. These are but a few of the eternal treasures God has for those who will prepare themselves to be with him now.
Amen.
As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. For the non-believer, This title declares a very different announcement, but it comes with the same affirming power. It's a very sobering and serious warning. He is coming again.
Amen.
To the non-believer, this announcement doesn't seem to have any effect on them by the carnal eye. But in reality, it carries with it a sentence of death.
Amen.
These four words carry a dread like no other.
Amen.
A dread that has never been known by men. A dread that even the worst of man cannot imagine.
Amen.
Nor will he be able to withstand it when it comes. It's not if it comes, it's when it comes.
Amen.
That dread is God's wrath. When Jesus came into this world, he declared, "The Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. But in the last day, he will appear with all the hosts of heaven and all the wrath of God to destroy all that rejected God and his Christ, who refused to bow the knee before him, who loved darkness rather than light." To the non-believer, Christ will come as a thief in the night, and men will be caught unaware, unprepared to stand before the Son of Man. Suddenly, Christ will appear without warning, bringing God's wrath with him, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
Amen.
The great and dreadful day of the Lord, this day is near
Amen.
And hastening fast.
Amen.
Mighty men will cry bitterly. This day of wrath will be a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring distress upon men, that they will walk as blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood will be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. Make no mistake, there is an active participation going on right now
Amen.
With the believer and those that believe not. Man is presently, right now, in the land of preparation.
Amen.
And this is the only time God has allotted for taking advantage of the provision he himself has provided. Man has no idea when his departure will come to leave this land of preparation. And, oh Lord, I would that all men were prepared. No one on the earth or in the grave will miss Christ's appearing.
Amen.
No one. And don't think for one moment that you will be excused from this divine appointment.
Amen.
No chance. Not a chance.
Amen.
You must ponder and ask yourself this most serious question. What am I preparing for? What reward is Christ going to bring to me? This gets real personal. Will it be the reward of eternal life in heaven with God and his Christ? Or will it be the reward of eternal death and condemnation in the pit of hell and in the eternal lake of fire with the devil, his angels, and all those that rejected Christ for eternity?
Amen.
Whatever you are preparing for, God will most assuredly give you exactly what you desired and wanted. I would strongly advise that you choose very carefully. Your eternal destination depends on it.
Amen.
The believer, I'm talking about those that are living by the faith that is in Christ Jesus, are assured and fully persuaded of this divine appointment. Christ is coming again.
Amen.
He is coming back for us.
Amen.
I exhort you, make haste Make your calling and election sure.
Amen.
Keep preparing for that final day when our Savior comes for us. And be ready, for your redemption draweth nigh. And his reward is with him. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man, this is personal again,
Amen.
Give to every man according as his work shall be.
Amen.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.